Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. So are you wondering, how do I grow my Facebook group? Jonathan, I don't know what to do. I just am stagnant on my members. What are some creative ways, some fast ways to grow my Facebook group? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to teach you 7 secrets to growing your Facebook group fast. Let's get started. Hey, messengers, welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And in this show, it's all about helping you as a messenger. That's right. If you write, speak, teach, coach online, you're a messenger. And we help give you audience building strategies to help you rise above the noise. In today's topic, I'm going to talk to you about 7 secrets to building a Facebook group fast. Now, I'm really excited about this because this is some of what we teach inside of our Market Your Message Academy. This is a kind of a 6-week boot camp. The Academy is something we do a couple times a year, and we're seeing some phenomenal results. We have people who literally started their Facebook group just a few days or even weeks ago that have, you know, 45 members and 75 members. And I mean, they're just growing these Facebook groups fast. And I want to share some of these and even some additional ones with you today that I think will be an encouragement to you. Having a Facebook group and doing a Facebook group is super smart because what you're doing is something I call the social pond strategy. Now, the social pond strategy is, I've got a lake out back. It's not really a lake. It's a pond in the back of my house. And when we first moved here, it was a man-made lake. They just filled it up. Our house was built and there were literally no fish in the pond. We tried fishing, no luck. Meanwhile, my neighbor, he has a pond, and within a year, he had all kinds of fish in his pond. That's because he has a boat and he would go to other ponds, fish, and then he would actually bring those fish back and put them in his pond. Well, week after doing that, suddenly he was stocked full of fish. So what's the example? The example is Facebook has all of the fish. And so if you're a little frustrated that you have a blog or maybe you've started a podcast and you're like, I wish I could get more people to have conversation with me and engagement, I want to encourage you to go build and create your own pond over on Facebook where the attention is. All right. So what are we going to talk about in this episode? Here's what you're going to discover. A little known secret to inviting your Facebook page fans to your group on autopilot. This is a really cool trick and Facebook actually kind of hides this. I'm going to show it to you. A secret Facebook group hack for getting members from other Facebook groups ethically. Now, this is something I kind of stumbled upon, and I was like a little bit confused at first, and then I realized, wait a minute, there is some potential here, and I'm excited to show this to you. 2 ways to invite your friends on Facebook without spamming them, and much, much more. So you may be wondering, Jonathan, where do I start? Maybe you're just trying to get started online. If that's you, I want to encourage you, or you have an existing business, but you don't have a roadmap. You don't have a plan for building it. I want to encourage you to go grab a copy of my new book. Now, you can get it on Amazon and bookstores everywhere, but I'm actually giving away free copies for a limited time. You can go to yourmessagemattersbook.com. Just pay for shipping and handling. We'll ship out one of these physical paperback books. It's over 267 pages of everything. It is the complete roadmap for how I've been running an online business now online for over 11 years. So again, go grab your book, yourmessagemattersbook.com. Just pay for shipping and you'll have that book in literally within the next 3 to 5 days on your doorstep. Pretty cool. All right. So we're going to jump into our topic today. Now, for podcast listeners, I'm going to be doing some screen sharing on my iPad into the Facebook group. If you want to see the actual visual representation of what I'm showing here, then you might want to hop over to our YouTube channel. Just search my name, Jonathan Milligan, and you'll find the video that goes along with this podcast. But I'll also describe it to you as well. All right, so what I'm going to do is I want to actually jump into my iPad, and I am going to start on my Facebook group. So here's secret number one, is to use the common groups feature from your Facebook group. So here we are on one of my Facebook groups. This is kind of the main Facebook group that I use in my business, and you'll notice this blue invite button. Well, that's what you want to do. You want to click on it. Now, what most people do when they click on this blue invite button is they just start hitting all the names of their friends and inviting them. You can do that, but I want to show you something really cool. Why not invite people who already have interest in your topic? So here's what the feature I want you to look for. Right here, I can type on groups in common. When I type on that button, it's going to allow me to search for the different groups I'm already a part of. You're probably already a part of other Facebook groups related to your niche or your topic. So for example, I'm just going to use a software, Kajabi. So I'm going to search for Kajabi. I'm going to click on the official Kajabi user group. And now when I click on apply, what it's going to do is it's going to show me the friends that I have who are also members of the Kajabi Facebook group. Now, Kajabi is a software for course creators, people who want to blog or create courses or memberships. And that audience is my audience. So I can literally go through here and I could click through these names that are here because they are members of that Facebook group and just invite them to come join my community. Super easy, super smart. I encourage you to use this groups in common feature. Now, if you want, maybe you need to go join a couple groups first, then come do the groups in common because you already have to be a member of one of those groups. So that's kind of secret number one that I really, really like. All right, secret number two, actually secret number two and three involve your fan page. Now, if you have a Facebook fan page, and if you're confused on groups and pages, we're probably going to do a separate episode on that. But before groups ever started, there were what was called fan pages. And fan page is more where someone can follow your business or follow you as an influencer, and you post in a feed. Now, they can't create their own post. People can do that in groups, but not on pages. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to one of my pages. One of my pages is Blogging Your Passion. I think we got around 23,000 people who follow us over there on that page. And what I want you to do is I want you to, if you have a fan page, I want you to click on more and then go down to groups. Now, if you don't have your group connected to your page, I highly recommend that you do that. It takes 2 seconds. You can click on the blue button right here that says link group, and you could link your Facebook group to your fan page. All right. So again, if you don't have a fan page, this is, you know, this secret, the next secret's not going to work for you. Skip this part. But if you do already have a fan page, even if it's only 100 people, 200 people, you can actually set it up to where you can invite your fan page likes to join your Facebook group. So you can see here, I've got the Market Your Message community is kind of the main one. So if I click on this, actually go back. Let me do that one more time. Instead of clicking on it, you actually want to click on invite. So if I click on invite, then this is going to show up. And it's a box that shows up and it says invite fans to your group. Now at the very, very top, and this is again, something that's kind of secret and hidden that I've never heard anybody talk about, there's automatic invites. So what this says is save time by automatically sending group invitations to your followers. We'll only send invites to your top fans and recently active followers. So by toggling that on, this is Facebook's going to automatically send notifications to your most active top fans on your fan page and encourage them to come join your group. We picked up several members that way. But you can also scroll through here and click on some names. I'll just click on two here and I can say send invites, and it's going to send the invites. So you can actually go through the list of followers and send notifications to them to join your Facebook group. What do you think? Is that a pretty cool secret hack or what to growing your Facebook group? Okay, the next one I want to talk about is also on your page, but let me go back. And when you're on your main page, as you scroll down, you will notice on my fan page that I have a pinned post. Now, this is something that most fan page owners don't do. So here's what you want to do. You want to create a normal post on your fan page, and I want your post to be something related to inviting people to your Facebook group, right? So you're going to invite them to your Facebook group, and you're going to even give them the link to join your Facebook group. Then you click on the three little dots on that post and say, pin this post. And what that's going to do is it's going to pin it to the top of your fan page. So anytime a new person comes across your fan page, they're going to see that post first. And there's a high probability they may come join your Facebook group. Now, the one that I have is the one that tells people how to get a free copy of the book. That's kind of my main call to action on my fan page. But that's secret number three. What do you think? That's pretty cool too, right? All right, the next two are actually on your personal profile. So I'm going to jump over to my personal profile. One second here. All right, so I'm on my personal profile, and there's two things you can do here. The first thing, now what a lot of people do is they use their, not just their profile photo, but they kind of use this cover photo. It's the bigger photo, and they put on there, you know, join my free Facebook group. You can do that. I like to keep it a little bit more personal, showing a picture of my family, but that is one you can do. But here are two that I definitely would recommend. First of all, you have an intro. Most people leave this blank. So you have this intro that's right below your profile pic. And if you click on the button that says edit bio, you only have a certain number of characters, but you can actually create a link, a clickable link in this little intro. So mine says full-time blogger since 2011, author of Your Message Matters, and then I have a link where people can go get a free copy of the book. Now, if I wanted, I could change this to, hey, join my free group for writers, speakers, and coaches. Click here, and it's a link directly to my Facebook group. The second secret, so this would be secret number five, in our scenario, in our episode, is the pinned post. You can also do a pinned post on your personal Facebook profile. Again, a lot of people don't know this. Why would you want to do this? Well, if someone sees your comment on a post, whether it's in a group or just on someone else's post, what do people do? What do? When you see a post, you do what? You hover and you click on that person's name and you go look at their personal profile. Well, when someone comes to my personal profile, what they're going to see is they're going to see the intro with a call to action about my book. And they're going to scroll down, and the very first post they're going to see is the pinned post. Now, my pinned post, again, is the free book offer. And what's interesting about this is you can see here, this post was almost a year ago that I actually created this post. And 7 weeks ago, someone commented and said, are you shipping to Canada? So how did they see this post? Because I pinned it, right? Most posts just, they go off into the sunset, never to see them again. pin a post on your personal profile. So what you could do is say, hey friends, I'm starting a new Facebook group. Or if you haven't heard, I recently created a Facebook group that's designed to help single moms or help those on the keto diet. Whatever you do, and then say, if you would like to join, it's free. Just click the link below. Once you make that post, then click the three little dots that are on that post and say pin post, and it'll pin it to your personal profile. All right. Tip number six is all about other people's Facebook groups. Now, when it comes to Facebook groups, what a lot of people do is they go into these Facebook groups, they spam people, they do a bunch of direct messages, join my group, join my group, join my group. I don't want you to spam people. Here's what I recommend that you do. Choose five groups who already have the audience that you want to serve. So they've already gathered them, right? They already have a pond of fish, and you're going to go there. And what do people do in Facebook groups? A lot of them go to ask questions, to get advice. And what do? You scroll through. I like to do this right on my phone with a few Facebook groups, and I'll just answer questions. It takes me 5-10 minutes a day, answer a few questions. What will people do if you're providing answers to their questions? You guessed it. They're going to click on your profile pic or your name. But here was the amazing discovery that I came across that I was like, wait a minute, what is this? And I've never heard anybody talk about this. So I'm going to jump back over into the iPad. I'll describe it to you if you're listening on the podcast. But I'm going to pull up a group. And this time I'm going to pull up ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is a software I use to build funnels. And a lot of my audience is going to be on ClickFunnels. It's going to be a software that they're using, right? And so I can go into the ClickFunnels group and answer a few questions. And then what will people do? People will see my name. They'll click on my name. And they'll want to know more about me. And then this was the aha. This was the big discovery. When they don't go to your personal profile, you actually have a personal profile for each group you're a part of, okay? Now, this may take a second to sink in. This looks like my personal profile, but it's not. Now, it'll have your personal cover photo profile and your profile pic, but you can change it, and it won't change your personal profile. It just changes it for the group. And the reason I noticed this is because look down here. It says group post, and it's showing a group post that I did. So when people click on your profile, they don't go to your profile. They go to your personal profile for your group. I know that sounds crazy, but stay with me here. You have an intro section just like you do on your personal profile. And now they do not allow you to have a link that's clicked, but you can create a link to your group that they can copy and paste, or you can do what I did, and I changed my group, or I changed my photo, my larger photo here. I changed that. So you can hit edit profile, and it's your cover photo. You can change your cover photo. So my cover photo reads, free mini course, the six-figure messenger roadmap for writers, coaches, and course creators. Click here now. Now, when they click on the image, it's not really a button, but what it does is it pulls up the description. And in the description, it says, join our Facebook group to get our free mini course. Click here. And there is a clickable link to my Facebook group. So you have to do this for every Facebook group you're a part of. So that's why I don't recommend that you know, if you're part of 100 Facebook groups, don't go do this for 100. That's why I said pick five Facebook groups that have your people. And then what you want to do is click on your own photo to go change out the bio section. And that is how I've brought people over into my world. All right, let me give you secret number seven. Secret number seven is not on Facebook. It's actually an email strategy. So one of the things that we have set up is a welcome email when anytime someone joins our list. And they could join our list in a variety of ways. But one of the things we have that go out is this welcome email here. And step one says, take 2 seconds and connect our private community on Facebook. This is an exclusive community of over 2,900 people. It's actually up to 3,900. I need to update that. Full-time and part-time online entrepreneurs. It's free to join. And once you're in, you'll get a chance to meet some amazing bloggers, podcasters, online marketers just like you. Click here to connect to the Blogging Your Passion community group, which actually, this is an old email. It's now Market Your Message community group. And yeah, that's how we pick up members from our email. The other thing is, whenever you do a post on Facebook in your group, think about also sending an email and having people go to that post. So here's what'll happen. And we do this almost every week. I'll do a really super valuable how-to post in the Facebook group. And then I will go to my email and say, hey, do you want to hear how I wrote my latest book? Click here to go to the Facebook post. Now, if they're not a member, it's going to ask them to join the group. And so we're constantly adding people on our list who just have never actually joined our Facebook group. So there you go. Now I've got many more. We've got more than what I just shared that we actually teach inside of the Market Your Message Academy. Enrollment's currently closed right now at the live recording of this, but we do open it up a couple times a year, so be on the lookout for that. Or you can go to marketyourmessageacademy.com and just get on the wait list. If you want to learn how to build a Facebook group fast, do a live launch inside of that, like a 3-day challenge, and sell them into a workshop or a boot camp. That's what we help Market Your Message Academy students do. All right, so that's it for this episode. I hope this was super valuable to you. I hope that you got some ideas from these different secrets. Maybe there's one or two there, maybe all seven that you've never heard of. Go use these today and you'll begin adding more and more members. Also, don't forget, if you want more tips, tools, and strategies for how to build an online business, then go grab a free copy of my book. Go to yourmessagemattersbook.com and you can get your free copy. Just pay for shipping and handling. All right, that's it for this episode. What would you like for me to cover in future episodes? Let me know. And also take a moment and like, share, subscribe, or even review our show. And never forget, your message matters.